This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico suffered life-threatening injuries when he was shot in an attempted assassination on Wednesday, Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolina reports.
Fico was in the central town of Hanlova for a government meeting and was shaking hands with a crowd of people when a man near a barricade pulled out a gun and fired. Slovak media said the shooter was a 71-year-old man, though the motive was initially unclear. The country's interior minister said it was, quote, politically motivated. The 59-year-old was rushed to a local hospital and then transported by helicopter to a regional capital for urgent treatment. Slovakia's president Zuzana Čaputová said she was shocked by the shooting, saying it was, quote, an attack on democracy.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday landed in Beijing as part of a two-day state visit to China. Putin's visit comes as Russia has become more economically dependent on China following Moscow's full-scale invasion of Ukraine more than 2 years ago. On the eve of the visit, Putin said the Kremlin is prepared to negotiate over the conflict in Ukraine in an interview with Chinese media. An Israeli attack helicopter was seen firing ammunition while flying over an area in northern Gaza bordering Jabalia on Wednesday while Gaza fighting worsened. In the northern Jabalia, residents said Israeli tanks had destroyed clusters of homes but were facing heavy resistance from Hamas and its ally Islamic Jihad, U.S.-designated terrorist groups.